非常谢谢诗班所带给我们啊美好的赞美诗赞美歌
声。For the hymnal performance of BCN OC Church Choir.
非常高兴啊能够在这里跟大家一起来分享圣经里头主耶稣救人的福音。
I'm very glad to share with you the teachings of the Bible regarding salvation.
在我们生活当中啊收到礼物应该是常常有的事情。
Very often in our daily life, we receive gifts.
啊，有些礼物啊，让我们会很喜欢、很愿意的，一直把它保存着。
Some of the gifts that will allow us to keep for a long time.
啊，它是一个很有纪念性的礼物。
These are very memorable gifts.
啊，有些礼物呢，我们觉得非常棒、非常好、非常好的礼物。
And some of the gifts are the best ones.
啊，有一些礼物呢，是我们拿到的，但是经过好久之后，我们才发现说，这原来是一个那么好的礼物。
Some of the gifts we received, maybe have been keeping for years. Then we finally realize, it is such a precious one.
啊，比如说我们的孩子。
For instance, of children.
啊，有时候父母亲经过了好长一段的时间，才发现说，我的孩子就是神给我的一个最好的礼物。
It must take many years. Then the parents will finally realize, it is indeed a treasure given by the Lord.
啊，其实神给我们每一个人生来就带着他给我们的礼物。
When the person was born, we came with gifts.
啊，只是常有很多时候呢，我们并没有发现神所给我们的礼物。
So many times we didn't realize it is indeed a gift from God.
啊，有些人在人生当中到了某一个阶段，他发现了。
Someone throughout his human life, he finally realized it is indeed a gift.
哦，那是一个真的是很欢喜的一件事情。
It is such a joyous thing.
啊，刚才跟啊智利姐在谈到孩子的事情。
Just now I had a conversation with Sister Zhili.
她说她女儿 Tina 到念大学毕业了，才发现说神给她的一个啊一个礼物。
She mentioned about her daughter Tina. Until her graduation from high school.
大学 Tina.
神给他的礼物。When she was in the college, then she realized a gift from God.
啊，他终于能够，也在父母亲的支持之下，能够用神给他的礼物啊，来发展他的人生的另一个层面。
好，And with the help of her parents, she could continue to explore and make well use of the gifts.Of her gifts received from God.
神是最好的。
God is the best.
啊，所以从神来的礼物当然也应该是最好的。
Of course, the gift received from the God is always the best.
啊，至少有一个礼物呢，啊，或许我们在座有人并还没有去察觉到。
At least there's a gift, perhaps, among some of you that you haven't discovered it.
啊，或许我们对每一个人对最好的礼物，我们的定义是不太一样。
Perhaps everyone has a different definition to the best gift.
啊，我来谈一下最受敬重的美国总统林肯，他曾经说过的一个最好的礼物。
President Abraham Lincoln received a best gift.
啊，他说我相信圣经是神给人最好的礼物。
And I believe Bible is the best gift, given by the Lord to mankind.
啊，从主而来的一切的好处都是借着圣经传给我们。
And all the good things, from God, are given to us through the Holy Scripture.
我们从圣经得到极大的益处。
From learning the Bible, we can be have several benefits.
啊，我愿劝你们凭着信心尽量抓住这书的一切。
And I ask you to grab everything in the Bible by faith.
啊，这样不论生死，总会叫你做一个更好的人。
No matter life or death, you can be a better person.
啊，大家所敬重的这个林肯总统，他所说的呢，啊，是值得我们去 想想看去重视的。
Abraham, President Abraham Lincoln is the most respected president, so his words are worth for us to ponder over.
他相信圣经是神所给人最好的礼物。
He believed that Bible is the best gift given by God.
那我也想到一段小故事。
I also remember a short story.
有一次五岁的马可，他吵着祖母说要跟祖母一起到会堂里头参加崇拜聚会。小啊，马可就一个小孩叫马可，五岁的马可。
That was a young child. There's a 5 years old child named Marcus. Once he asked his grandmother bring him to the church.
祖母说你去参加那个儿童班就好了。
His grandmother mentioned that, you know, why don't you just attend the children class?
马可吵着说不不，我今天一定要跟祖母到会堂里头。去聚会。
He kept begging his grandmother bringing him to the church to attend the service.
最后祖母说，那你要乖乖的坐在祖母旁边哦。
So the grandmother said that you should be a good boy sitting next to me.
不可以讲话，不可以吵。
You shouldn't talk and not making any noise.
那马可就大大的点头，我乖乖坐在祖母旁边，我不吵，我不讲话。
And the young Marcus nodded his head and agreed and accepted what his grandmother had told him.
真的，这个小马可就坐在祖母的旁边。
And the young, this little Marcus, this young Marcus was sitting quietly next to his grandmother.
唱完了诗，传道拿着一本大大的书站在讲台上。
After him singing, the pastor opened a big book.
传道开始念圣经。
And the pastor began to recite the Bible.
念了一节又念了一节。
And has kept on reading passage by passage.
这马可终于用最小的声音，但是大家都听到的声音，这样跟祖母讲。
The young Marcus asked his grandmother even tried to lower his voice, and yet everybody could still hear it.
他说：“奶奶，这个人不会要把那整本书都念一遍吧？”
He said, Grandma, this man would not read the entire Bible.
这本圣经是神给人最好的礼物。
This book is the best gift from God.
当然今天晚上我也不会在这里把这个整本圣经念一次。
Of course, it is impossible for me to read through the entire scripture.
但是我要用一节圣经来跟大家分享这最好的礼物。
Yet I would like to share with you a biblical verse, introducing this best gift to you.
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's refer to the gospel according to John.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
John chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
有人说这个经节就是一本小的圣经。
And this verse is indeed a condensed version of the Holy Scripture.
这个经节在告诉我们这一本圣经到底在讲什么。
And this verse describes the contents of the Holy Bible.
既然我们讲到最好的礼物，我们就用礼物这个字眼来看这个经节。
Since we mentioned about the best gift, then we use this kind of view to read this verse.
第一个我们
to analyze this verse.
第一个我们所看到的是，这是一个爱的礼物。
And this is a gift of love.
这里说到神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
到底神怎么爱这个世，爱我们世人呢？
And how does God love the world?
神是灵，是我们肉眼所看不到，我们的身体所摸不到的。
God is spirit who is invisible and cannot be touched by our hands.
但是神也用着各种不同的方法，让我们来认识他，来认识他的爱。
And yet God used various ways making us to know him.
从我们人的爱，我们也可以来想到神的爱。
And from human's life, we'll be able to sense to God's love.
想想看，很多家庭，当你要家里头要 有一个新生命来诞生的时候。
In many families, when they were going to receive a new life, a newborn baby.
这个父母亲在孩子还没有出生之前，就开始为这个孩子的来到做很多的准备。
And especially prior to the birth of this baby, parents have been preparing in a lot.
要让这个来到人间的这个孩子能够有最好的生活，最好的环境。
So this new infant could have the best of everything.
所以神爱我们，神也为我们准备了最好的环境来让我们生活。
And God so loved that world, and He has prepared the best environment for us to dwell in.
人对神的创造都充满着好奇心。
Men are very curious about the creation of God.
所以我们人不断地在探索神所创造的这一切。
And men have been trying to explore and try to find out the creation of God and to discover the creation of God.
在这些探索当中，包括了人对这个太空的探索。
Especially men are trying to study, to explore, in the universe.
人甚至想要有一天能够移居到这个地球以外的地方。
Men have been even thinking to relocate to the outer space.
在这探索的当中，人也发现说这个宇宙实在是太奇妙太伟大。
During exploration in the universe, man has discovered that this entire universe is so wonderful, is so amazed.
但是一直到目前为止还没有发现任何一个星球是像地球这么好的环境来让人居住。
And yet they couldn't find any place besides of Earth is more suitable for man to live.
如果不是为了科学的研究，我想没有人愿意住在那个所谓的外太空的太空站里头。
And if without doing scientific research or experience, nobody else like to live in the space station.
我每一天住在这个地上，这就是神的爱。
We can live on this earth is indeed the love of God.
科学家告诉我们，这个是伟大奇妙。
And scientists tell us that this earth is so wonderful, is so amazed.
地球跟太阳的距离恰到好处。
And the distance between the sun and the earth is so appropriate.
太靠近了，太热了，人没有办法生存；离太远了，太冷了，人也没有办法生存。
If it's too close to the earth, man cannot survive. Nor man could survive if the sun is too far away from the earth.
连这小小的月亮，距离跟地球也是这么的恰到好处。
And the distance between the moon and earth is just about right.
让这个海水能够有潮汐，能够流动，能够有海中的所有的生物。
So we can have the high tides and low tides continuously, and all the marine creatures could live and survive.
神让我们在生活当中，我们能够得着我们所需要的。
And God give us everything we need in our daily life.
当我们向他祷告祈求的时候，他也总是将特别的恩典来赏赐给我们。
When we pray to Him, and He will bless us abundantly.
因为我们
abundantly.
我们人真的实在是非常的渺小，非常的有限。
A man is so minute and so limited.
不但这样子，神也为我们的将来做好了准备。
Not only so, God even prepare our future.
为我们准备了将来那永远的天国。
And He prepared for us the eternal kingdom.
事实上，我们人是有两个家。
Man has two homes.
我们在有地上的家，我们有天上的家。
The home on earth and the home in the heavenly kingdom.
我们很爱地上的家。
And of course we love our home on earth.
刚才有位姐妹说，她这长久以来上夜班已经上了23年。
Just now, sister told me that she has been working night shift for more than 2 decades.
她正打算着应该是可以退休了。
And now she's preparing for retirement.
我想他之所以会这么长二十来年的时间这样子的来这么辛苦，有很大的部分也是为了家。
And I believe that and all these 20 some years she has been working so hard is for this family.
我们很多人爱我们的家，为我们的家不断的来付出。
Many people love his or her family and trying to dedicate.
但是我们都知道，总有一天我们一定要离开这地上的家。
And we all know that one of these days we're going to depart from this earth.
而还没有看到的天上的家是我们必须去的。
And the unseen family home is the eternal place we are aiming for.
那是这位爱我们的神，他已经为我们准备好的。
And it is prepared by God who loves us.
约翰福音三章十六节又提到说，神甚至将他独生的儿子来赐给我们。
John chapter 3 verse 16 further indicating that he gave his only begotten son.
这也是神的爱。
And this is also the love of God.
而这也是一个牺牲的礼物。
And this is a gift of sacrifice.
我们稍微有圣经的知识的，我们稍微知道主耶稣的，我们就知道主耶稣为我们牺牲在十字架上。
And anyone who has basic biblical knowledge would know that Jesus Christ sacrificed and died for us.
主耶稣为所有的世人来牺牲在十字架上。
And Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for the world on the cross.
这是一个牺牲的礼物。
And this is a gift of sacrifice.
这世界上有很多牺牲的故事都是那么的感人，甚至令人难忘。
There are a lot of stories or sacrifices on this earth are so touching.
甚至这些做牺牲的人，他们常常也不愿意去提起。
And those who sacrifice their life are reluctant to mention about.
有个家庭里头，这个很多人在家庭里头会摆着这个夫妻的结婚照。
In many families, we notice the portraits of couples, husband and wife.
当然，很多的时候，那个结婚照是从很大张的越摆越小张。
Many times, the wedding pictures are getting smaller and smaller.
因为人都会老。
Because men, you know, a man will be aging.
最后就只剩下小张的。摆在一个不起眼的地方。
And finally, they try to reduce the size of wedding pictures and put in a place, put in a not a noticeable place, a noticeable place.
有个家庭，这小孩子从来就没有看过他们家有摆父母亲的这个结婚照。
In some families, children never see the parents' wedding pictures.
这个女孩子到了她上学校之后呢，她很不喜欢在众人面前人家知道这是她的妈妈。
Once there was a girl who was very reluctant presenting her mother to the classmates or the schoolmates.
她甚至不喜欢妈妈在中午的时候给她拿午餐去学校。
She even disliked her mother bringing food to her during lunchtime.
因为她妈妈无论是头发或是脸都是不好看。
Her mother's hair and face was so ugly.
他甚至在想说，这么英俊的爸爸怎么会娶了一个这么丑的女人？
The daughter even wonder why the handsome father would marry such a ugly woman.
他甚至怀疑这是真的是我妈妈吗？
She even wonder whether this woman was her mother.
有一次无意中，他翻到了一张结婚照片。
Once by chance, she came across a wedding picture.
一看就知道，那个男主角就是她的英俊的爸爸。
She could immediately identify the handsome man, was her father.
但是那位漂亮的新娘又会是谁呢？
But who was that attractive bride?
原来这里头有一个感人的故事。
There was a touching story behind it.
因为在一次火灾里头，妈妈为了抢救这个还在屋子里头的她，而受了严重的烧伤。
Once there was a house fire, in order saving the life of the daughter, the mother was burned badly.
主耶稣他为什么来到世界上？他为什么要死在十字架上
？By the same token, why did Jesus Christ come to the world and die on the cross?
用人的理性实在是很难去想得通。
If we use our common sense, it's very hard to comprehend.
有时候也是因为这样子，人没有办法接受耶稣是他的救主。
It's because of that, some people are very hard to accept Jesus Christ as a savior.
有一对恩爱的夫妻，他们经营一个农场。
That was a loving couple once owning and managing a farm.
这太太是一个基督徒。
The wife was a Christian.
啊，所以她常常去教会，也带孩子去教会。
She was a regular church goer and also bringing the children to the church.
她就是没有办法带她的先生到教会去。
But it's so hard for her to bring the husband to the church.
她先生实在很爱她，她先生实在是一个大好人。
The husband loved her very much, and he was indeed a very nice guy.
但是她先生就是想不通，这个神怎么会成为人来到世界上啊？而且又被钉死在十字架上，她先生没有办法明白这一点，她想不通，所以她。
But the husband couldn't really understand why God came into this world as human beings and died on the cross. Because of this, he refused to go to church.
有一个早晨，在冬天的一个早晨，还下着雪。
During one winter morning, whilst it was snowing outside,
这个太太她总是不灰心，总是有机会就邀请先生一起去教会。
The wife never give up her chance and always trying to bring her spouse to the church.
那一天早晨就对先生说，你知道吗？今天儿子跟女儿他们在教会里头有一个活动，他们要表演，要献诗，你要不要来看？
So the wife told the husband that today we have a special occasion. Your children will present in the choir.
这个先生还是说，你们去就好了。
Still the husband said that. When do you just go?
所以太太带着小孩就出门了。
So the wife brought the children leaving home.
这先生泡了一杯热咖啡，坐在摇椅上，坐在火炉旁，在那边看报纸。
And the wife, the husband making a hot coffee and was reading the newspaper.
他突然听到玻璃好像有这个敲击声。
And suddenly he heard somebody else was knocking at the glass.
他到窗
the window.
他到窗户旁去看。
So he went to the window.
有几只小鸟在啄那个玻璃窗。
And some birds was striking the window.
他那种怜悯的心就产生出来。哇，这几只鸟在外头一定非常的寒冷。
And he immediately showed his compassion to the birds, realizing that they have to be very cold outside.
他就披上外套，他就打开门就出去。
He put on the overcoat and opened the door.
他发现不是两三只，是差不多二十只的鸟在这个冰天雪地里头。
And he noticed there are more than 20 birds in the icy weather.
所以他就去打开这个谷仓。
He opened the barn.
打开这个仓库。
That he opened the door of the barn.
他抓起一把谷子就往雪地上撒。
And he took a handful of wheat and threw them to the ground.
这些鸟就停下来啄那些谷子。
And the birds came to pick up the grain.
他就抓起一把谷子，呼叫这些鸟说，请你们进来，请你们进来。
And he picked up another handful of grain and inviting all the birds to come into his house.
甚至他走出去，要招呼这些鸟进来。
So he went outside to invite all those birds coming into his house.
这些鸟就飞开了，但是飞还是在附近。
But the bird flew away, and yes, they were still surrounding near his house.
无论他怎么努力，这些鸟就是不进来这个仓库里头。
No matter how hard he tried to invite them coming to the house, and they refused.
在这个努力当中，他突然对自己说，我如果能够变成一只鸟，我就能够带他们进来。
And he had the thought that if I could change to a bird, then I would be able to bring them in.
他自言自语的又讲了一次，如果我能够变成一只鸟。
He was talking to himself, if I could be a bird.
他突然间他就跪下来了。
And then he knelt down.
他痛哭了。
And he cried with tears.
他开着车子往教会冲。
And he drove his car and running to the church.
他明白了， 为什么神成为人来到世界上。
He finally realized why God came to this world as man.
因为我们众人都需要被救。
And everyone needs to be saved.
主耶稣为了救我们世人，所以他成为人，为了就是要来引领我们。
In order to save our life, Jesus Christ came to this world as a human being and tried to save us.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Let's back to John chapter 3 verse 16 again.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
我说过了，我们有两个家。
As I just mentioned, we have two homes.
一个是我们一定会离开的。
And one home that we definitely depart from.
一个是我们必须要去的。
And the other home is we are going to, or we have to go to.
这个我们要去的那一个永远的家，啊，圣经常常跟永生是连在一起讲。
And the future home, the Bible always use the term of everlasting life.
啊，所以这里说，要叫一切相信的人能够得永生。
So in John chapter 3 verse 16, he says that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life.
啊，所以神给我们什么？神给我们永远的礼物。
So what did God give to us? A eternal gift.
啊，在这个世界上让我们觉得很遗憾的事情就是几乎没有所谓永远的人或者事情或者东西。
It's so regret to say thatOn this earth, there's nothing will last forever.
而神所要给我们的是永生、永远的礼物。
But what God has given to us is eternal and everlasting gift.
这个看得见的肉体，它是短暂的。
This physical body is temporary.
而那个看不见的生命，它是不灭的。
But the unseen life.It will not be perished.
哦，这就是为什么说那个天家是我们必须要回去。
That's the reason why we say that everlasting home, is the final destination that we must go. We must go to.
常常不是在某一种状况之下，我们对所谓的生命永生常常会忽略了，很不在意。
Unless we encounter a very unique or different situation, or we do not pay much attention to the everlasting life.
常常是在那生死的关头、生死的挣扎当中，人才会突然去发觉说那个不灭的生命要怎么办。
Especially during the struggle between life and death, man would begin to look into the imperishable life.
那所以也很多的时候，人在这个面对生命的时候，人才会去追求信仰，人才会来认识主耶稣基督。
Therefore, in many occasions, especially dealing with life and death, man then will look into the everlasting life seriously.
其实神是真的准备了这个永远的礼物要来给我们。
God has actually prepared this eternal gift for us.
最近听了一位老弟兄，他在见证他们家是怎么来信主的。
Recently, I heard a testimony from an elderly brother, how his family, was converted.
他说，在他很小的时候，他们家一家人有四个人生重病。
When he was in his young age, four members in his family suffer, from serious, illness.
他是其中的一个。
And he was one of them.
他的父亲
，his father，
他父亲的爸爸妈妈就是他的祖父母。
His grandparents，
那在这样的情况之下，他的妈妈是最辛苦的。
And his mother suffered the most。
那是大约在60年前、70年前啊，70年前的事情。
This happened about six to seven decades ago。
在台湾的地方，那时候的生病啊，找的是这个。用草药的这个东方的医生。
Back in those days, man of the sick, for the Chinese, herb doctors.
那要煎要煮那个草药。
They have to actually cook the herbs.
四个人生病，所以要煮四服的草药。
And four people sick in this family, so the mother had to prepare four different prescribed medicines.
倒出来的颜色都是一样的，深咖啡色的。
And the medicine, the cooked and boiled medicine is dark in color.
所以啊，这个做妈妈的、做太太的、做媳妇的，她有时候真的是搞混了。
And as a mother, and also the daughter-in-law, she was confused.
真的记不得到底哪一碗是应该给谁喝。
She couldn't remember which is which, because you know all the colors are the same.
在这样的一个艰难的日子里头，有人传福音给她。
In such a awkward and difficult situation, someone preached to them.
她赶快把这个好的消息带回去给自己的先生，给自己的公公婆婆。
And she quickly brought this message back home, sharing with her spouse and the in-laws.
这个信耶稣，主耶稣爱我们，我们祷告，主耶稣会听我们的祷告。
Believe in Jesus Christ, and He will listen to our request.
这四个生病的人里头，她的婆婆病得最重。
And among these four patients, the grandmother was the most serious one.
这个姐妹她又说啊，她说他们告诉我啊，这耶稣还为人准备了天国，将来死了可以得永生，可以到天国。
She also mentioned that when someone else was preaching to them, the heavenly kingdom was mentioned, and upon death of a person, he will go to that everlasting home.
这一个做婆婆的呢，她一直认为说她病得这么严重啊，她没有什么希望活下去。
Therefore, the grandmothers thought that she would probably not be able to survive.
那但是她实在感受到那个生命的存在。
And yet she could still sense to the preciousness of life and assistance of life.
她能够感受得到那一个不灭的生命将来要如何。
And she could also sense that imperishable life, how would that imperishable life going to do?
就因为人家说信耶稣将来得永生到天国。
It's just because she heard that someone else mentioned about those who believe in Jesus Christ will enter the everlasting home.
她就说那我要相信。
She then said that I wanted to believe, I want to believe.
结果这一家人实在真的是很可怜，真的是有点走投无路了。
And indeed, this family was hopeless.
所以他们就决定说，我们去信耶稣。
They finally decided to believe in Jesus Christ.
在真耶稣教会里头，信耶稣接受洗礼是到河边、海边去受洗。
In the True Jesus Church, the process of the water baptism is performed in the living water, which is either river or brook or ocean.
那时候又是冬天。
And that happens during the winter time.
真耶稣教会在那一带已经开始传了一阵子。
And the gospel has been preached by Jesus Christ in that area for quite some time.
已经有不少人知道说这个信耶稣接受洗礼是怎么的一个情形。
So many people know about believing in Jesus Christ and also the process of water baptism.
那村子的人知道说这一家人说要信耶稣，他们要受洗。
And the surrounding neighbors learn that this entire family were going to be baptized and believe in Jesus Christ.
他们就说这个老太太去受洗啊，很有可能就死在受洗的当中。
And they all mentioned about this old lady who suffered the most. Once she dipped into the water, she would die instantly.
身体那么虚弱，病得那么重，又是冬天，水是非常的冰冷的。
She was so terminally ill and so weak. How could she be dipped, should be immersed, in the icy water?
但是这个老太太啊，她就坚持着，我要信耶稣，我要受洗。
But this old lady still insisted that she wanted to believe in Jesus Christ and she wanted to be baptized.
所以有一些邻居啊，就抱着看看 结果会怎样的那种态度啊，也到洗礼场去看。
So the neighbors all followed to the baptismal site, wondering what's going to be happened.
啊，真的，这个老太太被抬着下水。
And this old lady was carried into the water.
当她从水里上来的时候
，When she was coming out of the water,
她跟人家讲说，让我自己走上岸。
She told the others that let me walk to the shore.
所以不是被抬着，是被两手扶着自己慢慢走上岸。
So someone else was holding her, and she walked by herself to the shore.
换好了衣服之后，说让我慢慢的走回教会。
After she got changed, she walked home by herself slowly.
走回教会。
She walked to the church by herself.
因为教会附近就有一条河流，所以事实上也不是真的很远。
It was a very short distance from the river to the church.
但是对一个病得很严重的人来讲，这个就是这不是神的恩典，不是神迹，怎么会这样子
？To a such terminally ill lady, if this is not a miracle and a wonder of God, how could she be healed?
这也更让这一家人相信将来的永生以及天国。
And this testimony strengthened the faith of this family. The assistant of the heavenly kingdom is indeed true and very true.
约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们说，神爱所有的世人。
John chapter 3 verse 16 tells us that for God so loved the world.
神叫一切相信的人不至灭亡。反得永生。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
这里说到 whoever, 这里说到的是一切的人。
And in here it refers to whoever, it refers to everybody.
这个告诉我们，这是一个什么礼物呢？这是一个普世性的礼物。
And this is a universal, this is a global gift.
真的有些礼物呢，真的是我们很想要。
And a lot of times we are desiring for certain gifts.
但是我们不一定能够得到。
But we may not be able to get them.
甚至那个礼物呢，可能只有一份或者两份。
And perhaps that gift has only just one piece or two pieces.
神给我们的这个这么大、这么好的礼物，它是普世性的。
And this gift from God is global, is universal, is for everyone.
没有这个所谓年龄、男女、种族的限制。
Regardless of age or race.
但是在我们的生活周遭里头，或许你觉得信耶稣的人并不是那么的多。
In your life, perhaps you notice that there are not too many Christians.
甚至并没有很多人是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Especially not too many people who are the members of the true Jesus Church.
原因是，这里说到的是叫一切信他的、相信的人。
And the reason is that, as we just read, whoever believes in him.
所以，一个很简单的条件，对我们来讲，有时候也是很困难的一个条件，就是信。
That is one requirement to believe. This is very easy, and perhaps it can be very difficult.
所以我们说，这是一个有条件的礼物。
And this gift is subject to a condition.
这本圣经的很重要的内容之一，就是告诉我们如何信耶稣。
One of the very important contents of Holy Bible is teaching us how to believe in Jesus.
这就是为什么我们也要花时间、花精神查考圣经。
That's the reason why we have to spend time and effort to study the Bible.
我们要如何来信耶稣？
So how can we believe in Jesus Christ?
在这之前呢，我们先要解决一个问题，就是这一本圣经它可信吗？
And that's one issue we have to resolve. Is this Bible trustworthy? Can we believe in this Bible?
我用几个例子来说明，这本圣经它是可信的。
And I share with you several examples that we can trust in this Bible. We can believe in this Bible.
很多的科学的发现或者考古的发现，它来证明这本圣经是真实的。
There are numerous scientific or archaeological discovery proving that the Bible is indeed true and trustworthy.
我们说到神所给我们居住的这个地球，就是一个最好的、最适合人居住的地方。
The earth that we dwell in is the only place and the best place that we could live.
哦，它之所以这么好呢，其中有很多的原因。
There are several reasons.
那这当中包括的这个地球，它自转，它又绕着太阳公转。
And the earth self-rotates, and also it rotates around the sun.
那这个在圣经的约伯记里头有告诉我们。
And this records in the book of Job.
圣经一开始讲到神造人的时候，用地上的尘土来造人。
And in the beginning of the Bible, it described God used dust to create create human beings.
科学家告诉我们，我们人的这个肉体的成分，就像地上的尘土的成分。
And the scientists make analysis of the body, and the compounds or the ingredients are just like the earth.
圣经记载着挪亚时代的这个洪水的事情。
The Bible also records the flood, the great flood during Noah's time.
今天很多的发现都来证明这是一个事实。
Many of the archaeological discovery prove that it was a flood during the ancient time.
这本圣经最古老的记录呢，是距离现在超过3000年。
The most ancient record in the Bible is about 3,000 years ago.
离我们最近的启示录也将近有2000年。
And the most recent record is Revelation, which is also about 2,000 years ago.
这本圣经它没有被淘汰。
And the Bible still exists.
有很多的很好的书籍、很好的著作，你是要到特别的图书馆才能够找到它。
Many of the good works of the publication can only be found in certain libraries.
而且是你特别研究那个领域，你才会去看它。
Unless you are the experts in this field, otherwise you will not even bother to study it.
哦，那一本书可能曾经很伟大。
And that book may be a very great work for a while.
但是就现在来讲，它几乎算是被淘汰了。
In the modern time, it has no value at all.
这本圣经没有被淘汰。
But the Bible always stands.
这可以让我们知道它是可信的。
And the Bible will never be obsolete.
因为这本圣经在跟我们谈的就是我们人类的一些基本的问题的解答。
And the Bible gives us the resolution of humans' problems.
无论在哪一个时代，人所面临的一些基本问题，它是一样的。
And man always face the same problems, no matter what era he or she is in.
人类面临的邪恶的事情。
Man always face the evil things.
人面临着苦难的事情。
And man faces face the tribulation.
人面临着自己的这种脆弱短暂。
And the weakness and the fragility of human beings.
人到底是怎么来的？
And where did the man come from?
人存在是有什么意义？
The meaning of man's what's the meaning of man's existing on earth?
那将来人往哪里去？
And where will man belong to in the end?
这是每一个时代的人所面临的基本的问题。
And these are the same basic problems man faced from generation to generation.
这些问题在圣经里头能够找到答案。
And all these problems have answers in the Bible.
所以这本圣经它永远不会被淘汰。
And the Bible will never become obsolete.
我们甚至可以说这本圣经它充满着真理。
And this Bible is full of truth.
这本圣经是神对人类的计划。
And this Holy Scripture contains the plan of God for man.
所以这一本圣经它充满着许多的预言。
So this Bible consists a lot of prophecies.
数学的运算里头告诉我们说，十一项的预言如果全部要应验的话，它的可能性，它的概率啊，是这个数学上的一个不可能。
十一项
啊，十一个项目。
The probabilities in mathematics tell us that if 11 of the prophecies are to be fulfilled, then it is considered be impossible.
但是圣经里头岂止只有十一项的预言。
Actually, in the Bible, there are more than 11 prophecies.
这些预言都实现了，也正在实现，也一定会实现。
And all these parts of prophecies were fulfilled, are going to be fulfilled, or fulfilling.
那所以这一本圣经它是可信的。
So we can believe in this Bible.
还有
is truthful.
一个我们所能够去体验的圣经的应许跟预言，是我们可以去体验的。
There's one promise and prophecy that we all can experience.
圣经告诉我们，在旧约圣经告诉我们，那个神说他要将他的灵放在我们里头。
And in the Old Testament time, God promised that He would put His Spirit in.Our heart.
这是今天我们可以去体验的。
And this is what we all can experience.
我们先来唱一首诗。
Now we're going to sing a hymn first.
24首。24. 我们中文请唱三节，第一节、第二节、最后一节。
Please be seated.
刚才我说到有一个我每一个人都可以体验的这个神的预言跟应许。
I just mentioned that there's one prophecy and a promise that everyone can experience.
就是神借着先知所预言的，他要将他的灵放在人的里头。
Which is the spirit through the prophecy of the prophet that will be placed.In our hearts.
这也是主耶稣来到世上他传道的时候他所强调的重点之一。
This is what Jesus emphasized during his preaching on earth.
神的灵就是神圣的灵，我们称它为圣灵。
The Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit.
神的灵要放在人的里头。
The Spirit of God will dwell in us.
所以主耶稣复活升天之前，他吩咐门徒要来等候。要来领受这一个伟大的应许。
Prior to his ascension and after his resurrection, the Lord told the disciple to wait, to pray and wait in the city of Jerusalem.
所以大约有120个人，他们聚集在一起，他们祷告，他们等候圣灵。
About 120 pray in Jerusalem, waiting for the outpour of the Holy Spirit.
大约经过了十天。
About 10 days later,
我们请参考《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's refer to the Acts chapter 2,
使徒行传》第二章第一节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
Now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
这是提到这120个人的聚集。
And here it records the assembly of the 120s.
第二节，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满满了他们所坐的屋子。
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
他们体验到了神的一个特别的作为。
And they experienced a special deed of God.
他们是在屋子里头。
And they were all in the house.
但是他们却感受到。好像大风吹过
，and yet they experience a rushing mighty wind.
甚至他们听到大的响声
，and they will even hear a loud noise from heaven.
不但这样子，他们也有所看见
，and they also visualize.
第三节说，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
Then there appeared to them divided tongues.As of fire, and one set upon each of them.
这些看见、听见、感觉，这都是神特别的作为。
And they saw and felt, and experienced, and these are all the deeds of God, or the works of God.
真正发生在他们身上的是什么事情呢
？And so, what did happen on them?
第四节，他们都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才。说起别种的话来
，and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
神所应许的圣灵降临在他们身上。
The promised Holy Spirit of God came upon them.
照着神的应许，他将他的灵放在人的里头。
As promised by the Lord, He placed the Spirit in their hearts.
这里说他们都被圣灵充满。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们说起别种的话来
，and begin to speak with other tongues.
这是当时他们的体验，他们的领受。
And this is their experience, and this is what they receive.
领受了神的灵来住在里头。
They receive the Spirit of God dwelling in their hearts.
圣经里头所提到神给人的礼物，也包括了这一个得圣灵的礼物。
And this is also the gift given by the Lord.The receive of the Holy Spirit.
那这也是一个普世性的礼物。
And this is also a universal gift.
是渴慕祈求的人都能够得着的。
Those who desire for the Holy Spirit will be able to receive the the Spirit from the Lord.
啊，如果我们领受了圣灵，我们也就很切实的知道圣经是可信的。
If we receive the Holy Spirit, then we will truly understand the Bible is true and indeed true.
啊，所以领受圣灵是神的应许，是神的恩赐，神的恩典。
To receive the Holy Spirit is the blessing and the grace of the Lord.
啊，是我们每一个人都可以去。啊，可以去领受的。
Everybody has the same opportunity to receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我们也借着这个机会，我们的要来一起做祷告啊，特别来求圣灵以及圣灵的充满。
So in this occasion, we will all kneel and pray together, to pray for the Holy Spirit and also to pray for the infill of the Holy Spirit.
啊，因为这是神的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
啊，我们求他赐给我们信心。我们来领受。
We ask the Lord to give us faith so we can receive His Spirit.
啊，这位神是听祷告的神。
And the Lord will listen to our request.
我们每一个人都应该来到他面前，来向他祷告，向他祈求。
Everyone should come to the Lord and pray to Him and ask Him.
这个圣灵是包括了一切的神的恩典。
And the Holy Spirit has the grace of God.
啊，所以我们有任何的需要。我们来祷告，来向他祈求。
If you have any request, you may pray to the Lord.
啊，在场很多弟兄姐妹，他们为我们祷告。
And many brothers and sisters will pray for intercession for us.
我们还没有领受圣灵的，我们就奉耶稣的圣名祷告，然后我们念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Those who haven't received the Holy Spirit, we begin to say in the name of Jesus Christ, then repeatedly saying Hallelujah.
啊。这位存在的神，他认识我们，他知道我们的需要。
God knows us, and He also knows our request.
啊，所以我们
He knows our needs.
我们很简单的向他来敬拜，向他来赞美。
So very simply, we worship Him and praise Him.
祷告就是一种对神的敬拜。
And prayer is indeed, worshiping God.
啊，哈利路亚是希伯来文，它就是赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah in Hebrews means Praise the Lord.
很简单
Praising Lord.
很简单你念出声音。
It's very simple, you just say it out loud.
但是它会带给我们很大的力量，很大的恩典。
He will bring us power, and grace.
所以也欢迎我们的朋友，能够跟我们一起祷告。
We welcome all friends, to pray with us together.
你如果愿意接受这个圣工人员为你按手帮助祷告，欢迎你到前面来。
If you like the secret workers laying hand on you, please come to the front of the podium.
我们现在一起同心来祷告。
Let's all kneel down, put together in one accord.